So, Shane, I want to take a moment to go back and talk through how events unfolded this week, because so many of us had heard on Monday night when there had been this raid on Mar-a-Lago, and at that point, we didn't really know what it was about. So what happened after that, and how did this continue to develop?
Well, we had this dramatic revelation, right, on Monday that the former president's house had been raided by the FBI. That's not something we're accustomed to seeing. I don't think there has been an instance of a former president being searched by the FBI in this way. You immediately saw former President Trump decrying this, saying the Democrats had broken into his home, that they'd broken into his safe. And he portrayed this as a kind of politically motivated, lawless action for which there was no justification. And Republicans immediately jumped to the president's defense and were echoing these same talking points and moving very quickly to cast this law enforcement action as something that was a kind of, you know, political hit job by the Biden administration, somehow meant to undermine Donald Trump or keep him from running from office or, you know, kind of take your pick of motivations.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this incredible political tension, which was not surprising. I mean, this is a president, after all, who, you know, fired an FBI director when he was in office because he didn't want to be investigated by him. And all the while, we as reporters and people in Washington and people all around the country are wondering what in the world would have driven the Justice Department and the FBI to take this extraordinary step, knowing full well they could have anticipated that they would ignite a political explosion like this.
Totally.
And so we're all digging into trying to figure out what exactly is it that the FBI was looking for at Mar-a-Lago? What did they want? Why was it important enough to take this action of searching the president? And then on Thursday, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, decided to hold a press conference.
Good afternoon. Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week.